Hello everybody, my name is GB, welcome back to my channel. So today is a sequel, and I actually tried to get the sequel out like a little more timely than I usually do. Sometimes my sequels come a lot later, so I was like, let me get this done, and then that way, I'm rambling for no reason, but this is Wig Try-On Part 2 from a massive order that I bought. This video is not sponsored in any way. I very much spent my own money on these, just because I have always been looking at these wigs on Instagram, and I finally pulled the trigger on it, and the first four I really liked, so I'm really excited to try these four. These are from Webster's Wigs. I'll put all the info in the description. Since I don't have like a sponsor, like whatever, like information or anything, this is just like my casual consumption. And I'll try to get the names for you guys as well if you're interested in any of the wigs. Otherwise, sit back and enjoy the ASMR-y aspect of it. So, the first wig is actually one that I have worn. You may have seen it in my Halloween pictures. I just popped this wig on when I went to go hand out candy to little trick-or-treaters, which was so fun. Because that's the first time I've ever done it. I never lived in a place where kids actually came around. So this year I went to my friend's house and we sat outside with a bowl of candy, and oh my goodness, we handed out so much candy in so little time, but it was very time efficient, you know? I was happy about it. So if you guys remember from the last video, I had a couple of curly wigs. This is, I think I got them in each like length. So the blonde wig was really long, the brown wig was a little medium, and I think this is the shortest curly wig I got. And I want you to be able to see this color. I don't really know if you can, but it's a deep purple and I love it. The roots are like a little bit darker, almost like fade to black roots maybe. They look black. But it's super subtle. It's not like an intense root change or anything. Once again, the hair itself is very soft. And even though I wore this before, it's pretty easy to like brush out the tangles. If you didn't catch the first video, I explained that all of these wigs are lace front, which means on the inside it's a bit of this lace material. And the hair here is actually looped through, like just a couple hairs at a time. And this blends with your scalp to give you a really realistic hairline. This is like my best cosplay tip for people who want to do a realistic cosplay. Is find yourself a lace front wig if your character doesn't have bangs. There's nothing worse than like just like a harsh like wig line, you know? So what you want to do with your hair, if you have long hair, is get a two, like an open-ended wig cap. These are the best for me because you don't have to like flip your hair around or braid it or anything. So you put the opening like this right past your ears, like a headband almost. And then so the rest of your hair gets, and I'm gonna put my hair here now, gets gathered in. And I just shove it inside again. I'm being very lazy right now. But then you have a bald little egg head. And you're ready to go. So Some people can pull off the bald look, and I just am not one of them. What you do next is you get your lace front. This one I already cut. It usually comes with excess lace. And then you trim it down to size. Place the wig here. And pop it over and under. Okay. Now I'm gonna have to pull my phone out to use as a mirror, unfortunately. So this one has really, really cute, like, volume in the roots. And I love how it just like kind of effortlessly gives you the sort of like a bounce. I really like this. I really like this one. I love the curls. I love the hairline, that the hair can go this way. Let me show you the back. Sounds really fun. I love the color. And purple is cute, yeah. What do you think? Shoop. Shoop. The curls, you don't want to brush out too much. You could probably do like a little bit. But they're already like really nicely wavy. And you can give yourself a little scalp massage. Because the sounds are so ASMR friendly. But yeah. Purple curly wig. And this is gonna go just back in the mesh bag that it came in. Usually my wigs come in like giant Ziploc plastic bags. I gotta say. Week number two. So this is, I have three straight wigs. I'm nervous. A little bit harder to style. This one is, whoa. Okay, this is beautiful. I think I already cut the lace on this one, but I don't think I tried it on. I didn't try this one on, did I? No. It's got like navy at the front, purpley, ice blue, a little gray. Very, very thick. All these wigs are super thick. Which sometimes, you know, when you're shopping for a wig, you think like a thick wig is really good, right? Sometimes it's a little too much, a little too unnatural. So we'll see how this goes. Shove the hair inside, shave it off. Okay. And then you just want to flip, flip. Oh, it was heavy. Hello? Okay, so this needs some help, some root help. So we need to figure out which way we want the hair to go. I'm gonna choose this way. And then I'm gonna brush widow's peak. That's interesting. Could also go this way. So you end up having very... Ooh, okay, okay, we're getting somewhere. I really like this color. I don't know if it's a good color for my skin tone. And right now the ends are sort of flipping out like a little like Linda style, like Linda Belcher style. And I'm not too sure about that. But I think with a little work, this could be a really nice wig. I'm trying to find my little hat. Like, does that look silly? I can't tell. How's it look? I'm like just kind of working this wig just in case it looks okay. But I have no idea. Now that it's sort of settling, I think if I styled these sort of curly out ends, if I styled them in, that'd probably be a better time. But I really like the color and the length is kind of cute. Is this a good length for me? But I'm meaning to get my hair cut. I really think doing like a scalp massage video would be super awesome if somebody was like sitting here with a wig on, you know? So yeah. That's that one. I think I actually like it better than I thought I would. I was a little nervous about the straight hair aspect of it. What do you guys think? Am I more of a warm tone person or a cool tone person? Fire off in the comment section below. And my neighbors are being very loud. Lord knows why. It is a Tuesday.
Hey baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
I'm nervous about this one. I'm nervous. It's a short wig. But I haven't opened this yet, so I'm gonna have to cut the lace and I'll be able to show you what a wig looks like before you do that. It comes in the little webbing stuff. Oh my gosh, I'm getting like Yuri on Ice vibes right now. Whoa. Oh no. I'm gonna look so silly with this on. I can't wait. Wow, okay. This is a beautiful, beautiful, like, gray. Blondie, silver, got like a tiny, tiny touch of blonde in it, I feel. This is definitely like a silver wig. So here we have the lace. It's too much, so we're gonna grab our scissors here. I have these beautiful smooth fabric scissors. And I'm just cutting the lace along the edges because I really don't feel the need to adjust the hairline or anything. You have your trash. Oh boy. Oh mama. Here we go. I think this is called the Victoria. Either for like Victoria Beckham or me personally. It's giving me like Life is Strange vibes. I wonder if there's a good clue. I'm gonna do some peeking for a blue short wig. The one I have for Chloe right now is like a $15 Amazon wig that I just like hairsprayed the crap out of. Cause she's like, you know, like a little animated blocky 3D character. So her hair is like pretty blocky. Okay, this one is like actually a little more crucial to have a good wig cap going. So we'll see how this goes. Grandma GB. Hi, how are ya? Oh, fudge. Okay. Can barely see what's going on, so I'm gonna grab my phone. Whoa. This is a look I have never done before. Got short hair. We did it. Short and very light. Again, this is like straight out of the bag, no hairspray or anything. So I definitely would like to see what I could do with this in terms of styling. I really like the bang layers. You're able to like push them back if you want, or over for more of that look that people are going for nowadays. I'll show you the back. I'm not sure if I have hair poking out or if that's the wig. I'm not. Yeah, I won't be able to tell either. But okay. I am actually fairly intrigued by this one. Hi. How are ya? This one'd be interesting with a hat. Like, how does this look? I'm just really embracing my anime and my anime boy body type now. Interesting. Pew. Or I think you could wear this with like a really bold like red lip and like a tight dress, you know? And be like more like a like Russian spy. Not sure about the which side you want the bangs on, but very interesting. See, that side's not bad either. It's not bad either. Okay, that's all I got. Oof. I like like this one a lot. I was inspired to get it because of a customer photo. She looked really good in it, so I was like, okay, we'll give it a shot. We will give it a shot. Last one is another red wig. I guess last video it was like a magenta wig. And I'm still kind of unsure about that one. So I figured that this would be another option for a new Jessie Team Rocket wig. It's a bit longer. And this one is cool because it has black roots. It's a little interesting. It's got really short black hairs in the back here. And the wig itself is not completely straight. It's got like some curl to it, like a little wave to it. This is pretty like sexy, sexy. So you know what to do. I'm gonna cut off the lace to this. It's good. I'm just gonna put my knee up here. Do this pretty questionably. Okay. Cutting it pretty ragged. Probably have to redo it later. A lot of hair. It is very like rich color. Oh my goodness. Okay, let's see if we can get a part going. We can figure out our hairline here. I'm gonna try to do a deep part on this side. Oh wow. Sort of push it down. This way. That's a lot of volume, baby. Okay. Tiny ruby red. Ruby freaking red. This girl is... It's definitely not my color, but what a fun wig. I'm gonna throw it in the back like that so you guys can see. So it'll actually be a really fun one to like braid or something. Like if we had like pigtail braids going for this girl, I might look a little bit like Wendy's, but sometimes doing like a fun style can look really cool. Especially if you add like a beanie or like a hat, which I like to do. Do a little braid. I'm gonna see if that will. Only have one hair tie. Kind of do look like one. You kind of get what I'm trying to do here. I really look like Wendy. Okay. Never mind. But I think you could have a cute, like this just to me looks, it'd probably be really good for a costume. But you could do all to one side. You could probably do like a bun. Even I think a high bun would be very fun with this. Keeping like some parts up here. When it's long, you have some a lot to work with. So yeah, I think that is it. Those are all 8 wigs, if you watch part 1 as well, that I got online from Webster's Wigs. Check them out. Maybe one day they'll sponsor me. I hope you enjoyed. Let me know which wig you like the best. I think that's the most fun thing to do, right? Let me know. What am I working? What can I pull off? I think there's a clear, flattering winner. Then I think, you know, some people could have different opinions on the more extreme looks. So let me know what you think. Thank you.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.